There it is. Oh, it was up there on the overhead. Holiness is what I need. All right, that was the song. The rest of you guys were like, long for. But how many of you guys remember that old song? It's been around a while. I remember singing it in high school, rocking the guitar. Dan the Man in the Rock Youth Band, we sang that quite a bit. And, you know, that was a great song because it was really something that I believe people latched onto. Take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. I mean, these are things right out of the Word of God. And it was a heart's cry. The problem with it is that I don't think I realized, and I don't think the people singing with me realized really what holiness is. There is a heart cry of God for you and I today for us to be holy. This is a cry that has gone throughout the ages. Back in the book of Exodus, when God is bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt, a type of bringing them out of sin, God tells Moses to tell the children of Israel. He speaks a word to them and he says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And tonight we're going to take a look at this. I want you to open your Bibles and see it in 1 Peter chapter 1. You can actually start in the back of the Bible and kind of move a little bit back and find 1 Peter there. So you go Revelation, Jude, 3 John, 2 John, 1 John. 2 Peter, 1 Peter, all right? Books of the Bible backwards. Didn't know I could do that. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's hear the heart cry of God for us tonight. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to take a look at verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16 says this. It says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." Now those are two little verses sandwiched inside of like this amazing, awesome passage of Scripture. Now I was wanting to go there with just everything that he says, but all of a sudden I started getting overwhelmed and I realized that God is really just speaking one thing to us tonight. One little verse that we could zero in on, even if we didn't read verse number 15, but just zeroed in on verse number 16, because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." Six little words which can change your life. Be holy, for I am holy. You say, "Pastor Dan, that's great. I want to do what God wants me to do, but what does holiness mean?" Glad you asked. If you look up the word, you realize that holy means to be set apart. It's something that's dedicated. It's something that's valuable to God. It's for a holy purpose, you could say. The German word for holy is to be healthy. It means that it's something that is full. There's no spots. There's no holes in it. Like a healthy heart is one that isn't holy with holes in it, but it's rather whole. You guys get what I'm saying? It's complete. So if we're going to be holy, that means that we are holy gods. We're entirely gods. We're completely His. We're dedicated. We're devoted. Now, if we were to define this, define holiness as the quality of being exclusively God's, dedicated for His purpose and separate or pure from the sinful activity of the world. You say, "Pastor Dan, that is a mouthful. That's why we put it up on the overhead for you." Holiness is the quality of being exclusively God's. If you could just remember being exclusively His, that right there is enough. You know, a lot of us in this room, how many of you guys are single? Single people, all right? It's okay, lift them up high. Keep them up, come on, keep them up. Now look around. Hey, right? I'm not single, I'm married. But you know, there comes a time in a relationship where you're talking, right? That's the first step, is you're talking. You've been introduced, your acquaintances, but now we're talking, right? Then eventually you realize, wow, this is more than just talking. We're going to be exclusive. Yeah? Yeah? We don't want to go back to like the junior high boyfriend, girlfriend thing. We're exclusive though. You know, it's just us now. We're not seeing anyone else. We're not talking to anyone else, right? Even though we talk to other people, we're not talking. In the same way, if you think of your relationship with God as an intimate, divine, sacred romance, that means that if you are going to be a holy person, that means you are exclusively God's. Now, when you are exclusively someone's, you don't look at anyone else. I'm married. I don't look at other women. I do not notice them. Listen, if they want to go hang out with me, no, I'm sorry, I don't do that anymore. I don't call them. I have a problem with that. I don't just call up women, married or single. I don't call them. A lot of times when I call my best friends that are men and their wives answer the phone, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Where's your husband? Why? Because I am exclusive to someone else. My heart is not with anyone else but my wife. In the same way, with my God. I am exclusively God's. I'm not looking around for anyone else. I'm not looking for another way. There is nothing else on my mind except for pleasing God in my life. I am exclusively His. Means that we're set apart from sin and we're set apart to God. Let me say that again. We're set apart from sin. So we are taken out of something. Just like the children of Israel were taken out of Egypt. Why? So that they could be taken to the promised land. God said, I want to be your God. I want you to be my people. In the same way, we've been taken out of our Egypt, our sinful past, our sinful life. God says, I'm taking you out of sin and bringing you to me. Shorter definition of holiness would be this: the quality of life and character that comes from being in Christ. The quality of life and character that comes from being in Christ. You say, Pastor Dan, we're spending a lot of time on this. Yes, I am. The reason why is because for years, I sang, holiness is what I long for, and I had no idea what I was singing about. Oh, I knew about the rest of the song. Yeah, take my mind, transform it, take my heart, form it. Take my will, conform it to yours, God. I can get a hold of that. I understood that. But when I was saying holiness is what I long for, I didn't realize that was a character quality. That was something that had to come from the inside of me and pour out of me into my life. See, holiness is not a set of rules and regulations. In the Old Testament, you find this verse wrapped in Leviticus. Leviticus was a book for the priests. It was a book that they used for the ceremonies and the rituals that they did. And so for the Israelite at the time, when they heard this and then they saw the rules, they attached it to that statement. However, when we look at this verse, it's sandwiched right in the middle of talking about how Christ has taken us, how He's bought us with His blood, how He's cleansed us and redeemed us and made us and set us up into who we are. What does that mean for you and I? It means that holiness comes from inside because Christ Jesus is on the inside. Are you getting this? If God lives on the inside of you, God is holy and He wants His life to be lived out through you. It's okay to say amen. God wants you and I to have a life that is set on fire by His Holy Spirit. And He wants His holiness to pour through your life. This is not a set of rules and regulations. Rather, this is a life that is led by the Spirit of God. And the holiness of God moves us to act, moves us to stop, moves us to separate, moves us to come close to God, move away from sin. The holiness of God should be something that's pouring from us. And that's why we're talking about what I long for. Holiness is what I long for. Because God said, be holy, for I am holy. God wants us to partake of the divine nature of God and have that moving in and through us. Tonight I want to talk about three things that holiness is. If you're taking notes, you can just write holiness is dot, 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 or whatever. And just get ready because there's a couple of things we're going to take a look at tonight that holiness is. All coming from just this one little verse, those six little words, be holy, for I am holy. I want you to notice, number one, that holiness is commanded. God does not make suggestions. When God speaks, things happen. When God said, light be, light was and is, and has not stopped ever since He said that. Man can put up shades, man can shut himself up in the dark, but it does not stop the fact that there is a sun that is blazing. Even at nighttime, right now, if you walk outside, the sun is not showing, but it's on the other side of the earth. And it's coming up tomorrow, should the Lord tarry. Why? Because God spoke it, God meant it, God let it release from His mouth, and the Bible says that the word of the Lord, declared from His mouth, does not return void, but it goes out and it accomplishes the will of God that He sent it forth to do. In the Christian's life, God tells you and I that we need to be holy. It is a command from the mouth of God. be holy. God wants you and I to do this. This isn't an optional thing. You know, some people would say, well, Pastor Dan, why are you talking to me about this? I just want to live my life how I want to live it, and then at the end I want to go to heaven. Well, I'm sorry, but it doesn't quite work that way. See, it works God's way. And the Bible tells us, if you want to check it out, I don't have the scripture up on the overhead, but in Hebrews 12:14, just write it down and check it out later, you can't even see God without holiness. Can't even see God. Without it, you're not going to get there. That's why it has to be something that's on the inside of you, coming from the nature of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Holiness is commanded. We would be wise to take the commands of God seriously. Love one another. Love the Lord your God. Be holy as I am holy. We would be wise to listen up and listen to what it is that God says. When God says, I want you to abstain from the sinful lust of the flesh, we would be wise. Notice I'm saying we because I'm lumping myself in there with you guys. I'm not any better than you are. We would be wise to listen up and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and say, yes, Lord, I will separate myself from those things which you call unclean. Because there are things that God says are filthy. There are things which God says will spot you, will stain you. They will mark you. They will sear your conscience. And we're living in a day where you go to a movie and you see nudity, you see sexual immorality, you see impurity, you hear filthy, coarse language. Don't tell me that stuff doesn't affect you. It goes in. Garbage in, garbage out. Stuff affects us. We listen to music. These people are talking about all kinds of craziness. And yet we say, oh, I'm just listening to the beats. Come on, give me a break. Just listening to the beats. Oh, I just like the music. Come on. Come on. No, you're not. I could start singing songs right now that you guys would complete. You didn't even know why. Because it was in a commercial or because it was on the radio. Talking about prostitutes. Talking about sexual immorality. Talking about people taking off their clothes. And God says, I want you to be separate. I want you to be different than the world. I don't want you just walking around looking like everybody. Why? Because the world says if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it must be a duck. A lot of Christians walking around looking like a duck. And yet we should be the ones that they look at and they say, there's something different. That is a different breed of Chihuahua. I don't know what's going on with that person. Something's a little different about them. Something's going on in their life. Why? Because we took his command seriously. And we did what he asked us to do. Holiness is commanded. Number one, be holy. Number two, I want you to know something else. Holiness is intentional. It's intentional on our part. Man, when I was on vacation, I was just meditating on this scripture. I was thinking about it. And God said, holiness is intentional. He had my attention. I was like, Lord, tell me about it. What's going on here? Speak. Notice the word be. If I was to tell you to be quiet, there would have to be something done on your part, right? You'd have to zip your lip, not say anything. If I was to tell you to be loud, there would have to be something intentional. You would have to push air up through your lungs, out your throat, through your mouth, and you would have to form syllables and words and phrases. You'd have to be loud or clap your hands. There would have to be something done in order for you to be loud. It is intentional. The very fact that God says, be holy, means that it is an intentional thing on our part that we have to recognize the command of God and that we have to will it ourselves. You've got to want this. You've got to desire this. You've got to long after it. You've got to think about it. You've got to know how to do it, plan it out, and then intentionally do it in your life. Listen, holiness is not an accident. Think about this for a second. If it's intentional, it's not accidental. That doesn't mean I haven't sinned for a week, therefore I'm holy. Which a lot of people think that that's what's going on. Man, I just didn't sin for a week. I'm holy. You guys are getting this all wrong. Remember, because holiness is not a set of rules and regulations. Rather, this is something pouring out of your life. It is a condition of the heart. It is a character quality of the Christian. Because Jesus Christ, who is holy, lives on the inside of you, and you intentionally link up with the Spirit of God and allow His motives, His actions to come out of you. It's not an accident. It doesn't come because you happen not to do something wrong, but because of God's purpose in your heart to do the will of God. You do it. Let me give you an illustration. Let's say God came to you in a vision. Bam, there He is. You fall on your face before God. I guarantee you that will happen if God shows up. Okay? God encourages you. Hey, listen to me. I want you for the next week not to sleep. I want you to stay up as long as you can. All night, for 5 nights in a row, I want you to try to not go to sleep. Now let's say you said, okay, Lord, I'll do what you asked me to do. And that week, every night, you remember that God told you not to sleep. You got your pajamas on, you brushed your teeth, you laid down in bed, you closed your eyes, and you had a restless night. You could not sleep all night. Next night, same thing. 5 nights in a row, you laid there in bed, you tried to go to sleep, but you had a restless night. At the end of that week, did you do what God commanded you to do and not sleep? Let's try this again, one more time, everybody.
No.
No, right? Because it was not your intent. You were trying to do something else. You were doing what you naturally do anyways. You would only have done the will of God if you brushed your teeth, didn't go to bed, and tried to stay up as long as you could, right? It's intentional. Holiness, be holy for I am holy. This is something that you think about. This is something that you work at. And if you mess up, it's okay, because God has given you a provision in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will wash you and cleanse you and make you holy once again as you intentionally seek out His holiness. Are you guys getting this? I know this is weighty. I know this is a little bit heavy tonight. Holiness is commanded. Holiness is intentional. You become holy when you are holy God's. And number three, holiness is patterned after God. Thank God for this one. Because we could get a little bit discouraged at this point, thinking that we're going to have to go through this entire book and find out where it talks about how to be holy. Listen, if you're looking for how to be holy tonight, you have to go no further than looking at God. God's character. You say, wow, Pastor Dan, that's still a little bit deep, man, because God is God and I'm me. Well, remember, Jesus came in the flesh, suffered in the flesh. Why? Because He's the captain of our salvation. You know what that means? All this is follow the leader. You guys remember that game when you were young? Somebody did something, you did it right after them. Now, I want you to notice that it is not Simon Says. A lot of people think that holiness is Simon Says. God says, don't do it, you abstain from it. God says, you do this, you go and you do that. Holiness is not Simon Says. God is not up there speaking out commands, trying to trick you. Rather, this is follow the leader. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the captain of our salvation, the one who went before us, He opened the way into heaven. So why? So that we could have an entrance with Him. So if you're looking for how to be holy, it is patterned after God. All you have to do is look to Jesus. Look no further than God. Look no further than His Word. Jesus is the Word, became flesh. And so the way that Jesus lived in His open character, I mean, Jesus lived His life out for everyone to see. He was a public spectacle. Everybody knew about Jesus. Did you know that when the guards came to take Jesus away, He says, wait a second, why are you guys coming after me with clubs and swords? Am I a thief? He says, why didn't you guys come get me when I was out there teaching? Jesus lived His life way out in the open, and it's contained in the Scripture for you and I to take a look at and see what He did. Now, I realize and I recognize that Jesus is 100% God, but you know what else He is? He's 100% man. He limited Himself in order to show you and I how to live life. He came to our level. He suffered. He was tempted just as you and I were. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Jesus was tempted. And it's contained in Scripture so that you and I can take a look at it and see what He did when He was tempted. You guys remember the story? The devil comes along and says, hey, you look hungry. You've been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Look at these rocks. You're the Son of God. Why don't you turn them into some bread? He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You and I, when we are tempted, when we are tried, when things come against us, when things come against our character and our nature, which is our holiness, you and I can break out the word of God. It says, no, I'm a partaker of the divine nature. And I am no longer corrupted. I put off the old man and I put on the new man, which is renewed day by day. Something's coming against your mind. I take captive every thought and I make it obedient to the word of God, which says, be holy, for I am holy. If God commands you to do something, he not just commands you to do it, he also gives you the power to do it and shows you how to do it. And he'll show you the pitfalls along the way. Look to Jesus, the image of the Father God. Do the works that he did, and you will be holy. Now tonight I'm going to ask the band to come on up, and as they do, I just want you to take a look at your own life. I know this may have been a little bit heavy. You're like, Pastor Dan, you're coming off vacation, and you just came in and slapped me tonight. Wasn't trying to do that. Really what I'm trying to do tonight is just to encourage you to take a look at your life. Take a look at where you're at. All of us in this room can look at areas in our life where we say, you know what, there's somewhere where I need to come up. Something that I need to do. I know that I have been unholy in an area of my life. I have not been separate. I haven't been set aside for God's purpose. I have not been exclusively his. I've been looking around. Maybe we're looking at television. Maybe we're looking at the internet. Maybe we're looking to a boyfriend, a girlfriend, relationships. We're looking to things. We're looking to the stuff that we have, money, fame, our image, looking to clothing and fashion. And yet God says, I want your undivided attention. I want you to be right here with me. I want you to be mine. I want you to be holy as I am holy. You know, if you apply that definition to God, that means that if we're exclusively his, if God is holy, that means he's exclusively ours. What a great thought to think that the maker of the heavens and the earth is exclusive to me. He's my God. That's my Jesus. He's living on the inside of me. He's given me strength. That's my Holy Spirit teaching me, comforting me, encouraging me. He's mine. Tonight I'm going to have them sing. As they sing, I want you just to get alone right where you're at. Don't have to worry about the people around you. You know what? Why? Because they're doing the same thing. And I just want you to have a time of prayer. Just check yourself with God right now. If there's been a place in your life that you have not been exclusive to God, you've been holding on to it, saying, God, this is mine. I prayed this prayer the other day. I said, Lord, I have been holding back in this area of my life. And Lord, no more. Here it is. It's yours. I don't want it anymore, God. I want your best in my life. So just take some time. I know usually we have some discussion questions, some things like that. But you know what? I believe that you got to do some business tonight with God. Have a talk. Have a moment. And just get alone with him. And the band is going to sing that song about holiness.